The science fiction movie Inception, a tricky, multi-layered tale of hijacked dreams, was one of last year's biggest hits. So not surprisingly, three new films, Limitless, The Adjustment Bureau, and Source Code, have tried to position themselves as this year's Inception. And that got Bob Mondello thinking.
4 times in 8 months, I've been caught up in science fiction worlds that seem remarkably like the world I actually live in. Urban, brightly lit, not filled with aliens, zombies, or futuristic gadgets. Just a lot of people with control issues.
I have it under control.
I'd hate to see you out of control.
That's Leonardo DiCaprio and one of his dream-controlling buddies in Inception. But I could have used Matt Damon battling with handlers who want to control his life in The Adjustment Bureau.
Why do you want to keep us apart?
Because the plan says so.
Well, then you misread the plan.
Or Bradley Cooper battling with the pills controlling his life in Limitless.
My brain is skipping time. I have no memory of the last 4 days.
Or Jake Gyllenhaal, who's not quite sure who or what he's battling for control in Source Code.
I'm sorry, what aren't you telling me here?
What they aren't telling him, they kind of aren't telling the audience either in any of these stories. So unlike most movies where everything's painstakingly laid out for us, we have to battle for control too, figuring out what the rules are, how the movie world works. It would be hard to overstate how unusual this is. Directors sometimes withhold information to build up suspense, but they almost always go to great pains to make sure that everything is clear. These movies go to great pains to mess with your mind, creating dreamscapes, drug hazes, alternate and simulated realities to throw you off balance. And having 4 of them succeed with audiences at once is very unusual. 1 a year is more like it. Say 2000's backward-spinning Memento.
I have to believe that when my eyes are closed, the world's still here.
Then 1 year later, the reality-splicing Vanilla Sky.
Mortality as home entertainment? This cannot be the future!
And 3 years after that, the memory-scrubbing Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
I don't remember doing that.
Mind you, except for Vanilla Sky, which was a Tom Cruise action flick, none of these films went very far at the box office. So what accounts for the billion-dollar gross of the current crop of control issue movies? Could we be so battered these days by headline-making meltdowns, economic, atomic, and despotic, that we're seeking refuge in complexity, glorying in watching folks solve even trickier problems than we face in less than 2 hours? There's something gratifying in that, even if the heroes get a lot of screenwriting help. I mean, I could fix a lot of things if I had access to brainiac pills or a hat that let me sidestep the law of physics, or if I could keep going back in time until I got things right. That's practically a superpower. In fact, let me go back over the last 3 minutes and get this right. The success of these films probably has less to do with the state of the world than with the state of the movies themselves. They're fun. Brain teasers that are accessible for all the trickiness of their concepts. As for how the filmmakers came up with those concepts, a little harder to explain. Unless, of course, they're all pill-popping dreamers, taking orders from on high, with urgent but constantly extended deadlines. You think? I'm Bob Mondello.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.